bright and he's thoughtful. If you tell him things, he learns. I mean, he still isn't.
He wants to take trips abroad, and I don't know where the hell he could go right now. And I said, not now.
No.
Hell.
But I think.
But I got him worked in good enough for making him vice. I thought it was good for making vice chairman of the domestic council. Everybody cool. Yeah. You got some will think he's too conservative, but that doesn't really matter.
No, as a matter of fact, you have to make the decisions.
And, yes, I do. But I had it this morning with Quadrat, and we got her getting a little phase 3 announcement today on pre-reporting requirements for major and 250 major corporations. Well, Bush would be good. Harlow.
I noticed that the papers have mentioned Rumsfeld. I don't know anything about him.
No, he doesn't have the Rumsfeld's problem. I mean, I have great affection for him. He's got to go back and run for the Senate, which is what he really wants to do. He, despite his public appearance, does not work with other people. He's very much a loner.
Yeah.
Very much a loner. And you know what I mean? Whoever has this job, they'll be like a Bush or Harlow. They've got to go talk to people.
That's right.
They've got to talk to them. You know, and then come in. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I think Bush is a possibility. Bryce, no, there's no Bryce.
One thing about Bush is he'd be very easy for you to work with.
Yes.
He's not quite as precise as you like. But
I'm never going to find anybody.
But you aren't. You can't have both. A fellow
that's precise usually is too
authoritarian.
Authoritarian. That's right. I understand that. We all know this. We all have our weaknesses and strengths. Bush.
In a sense, Mr. President, Bob and John were a little like Sherman Adams. They both had that same. They were efficient.
Right.
But they really had a hell of a lot of people, man. Both the conservatives and liberals, and they demanded.
Making a difference.
They demanded total.
It was the way they handled it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's done. But Bush is a possibility. You've got to have somebody you know. The only one currently in the cabinet that we raise again is Lynch. He has great capabilities. He seems to be pretty. I mean, he seems to have good human relations. Weinberger would be good, except that the job is so big there that I just can't pull him out of there. Lynn, almost anybody could do that job. I mean, in HUD now because we're not.
I don't know enough about Lynn. I don't know whether he's had enough experience in the town or not. Somehow that.
But I mean, you know, he's had quite a bit to do with the Morris man, you know. He was in Congress for 4 years as a counsel over there. Basically,
yeah.
He knows the town pretty well.
Well, I was thinking about Congress. Do they like him pretty well?
My information is that he has gotten along very well, but I don't have to check. Lynn is the right age, and he's strong, and so forth. But looking around the cabinet table there, you see them all. The only one that could occur to me is Reed Bush.
Yeah.
That can do it. Bush is willing to do anything.
He's a hell of an interesting man. He's like his father in that respect. He's a man of great integrity. He has understanding, and he's not sanctimonious or self-righteous.
I know.
But he's got
he just wants to help.
He's got great integrity.
Sort of like what you call using, when you're sort of a good Christian.
That's right.
In a way. You know, without being religious.
Exactly.
It's like you say, not sanctimonious, but he really is. He's a very decent is the word.
Yeah,
George
really
Bush.
Is a decent fellow. Let me think of a lawyer.
I do need though a good lawyer. I noticed George McKinnon incidentally had a slight heart attack. I wonder if I might just pull him off the bench and put him in as a counsel. He's a man of enormous integrity.
Oh yeah, but I think it'd break his heart, wouldn't it? possible, though, mister. I'm not sure. I may be wrong about that. If you've been on the bench 15 years...
Yes, I've been on that long. Or
you did well, yes. See, what they do is they get that salary for life. If they've been on 10 years, they get to be 70 or 15 in there. I mean, 10...
That's he'll never last that long, though. George, you see, he is about 68 right now.
And you appointed him, so he's only been on a short time, so that means... Yeah.
You mean he would just have to come here?
He'd have to resign. That means he'd give up his... See, they get whatever it is, $35,000 to $40,000 for life, and they can quit after a certain age and still get the salary.
Let me ask you this: how about suggesting to Elliot that he name Pat Brown as the special prosecutor?
I can't. I have such disrespect for him, for Pat Brown.
Former governor, former district attorney. And basically, not a mean man.
Doesn't sound good to me.
Trying to think of a Democrat.
The one that seems most natural to me is just Sears from Chicago. He's a man.
It is. That his name is Sears.
70 years old. He's been active in the Bar Association. I was talking to Kleindienst. He says he knows him and likes him very much.
To be fair, you don't want somebody out, for example, that wants to send John Mitchell to prison for 50 years. I mean, that goes too far. That's what we're at. I mean, it's got to be fair. You got to get this awful thing into some context.
And who the hell will want to try those cases? Who want to actually try a case against Mitchell? It's going to be probably a slim case anyway. And you might lose it. And there's a difference between masterminding it and trying it. Trying one of those cases is a hell of an ordeal, and most people haven't tried a case like that. They don't know what it's like.
Fight with everything he's got. Damn right.
He
is working against others.
And all these people, he'll act, they don't know anything about it, but these are tough damn ordeals when you're a prosecutor. It's not any joyride. You gotta convince 12 people, and it takes forever these days. Christ.
Well, with all the legal...
All the legal maneuvers.
And the first thing Mitchell or anybody else named here would move for a change of venue.
Sure.
Got to. Couldn't possibly try.
Couldn't have a fair trial in this place.
No way. No way. What Bill, if you would think of the counsel name for me, and I said I really need somebody I know.
I suppose
I wish Johnny Burns had a little money I'd bring him in.
Yeah, damn right, he'd be good.
He retires.
He'd be good. Is he making any money?
I'm sure somebody's paying him. He's a large family now, that's why he's running so bad.
You sure you couldn't get him? He'd be great. In fact, he'd be the best one I could think of. He's got a lot of respect on the Hill. He's a smart fella. He works well with you. He's tough. He wouldn't... he'd give it to you straight. He wouldn't...
I know. That's the kind of a man I want. Yeah. I want somebody you can call in and talk to as an equal.
Right. I think that's worth trying.
You know him?
Sure, I know.
You mind asking him?
What?
Would you just say, John? You do it for a year. I don't know where he is, what he's doing. He's probably a little bit out someplace.
He's a hell of a nice guy.
Wonderful guy. And counsel of the president. Make him a real counsel of the president.
Be glad to.
Give him a call. It's a long, long shot. We'll see.
self-seeking kind of a guy. He's very loyal to you.
Sure is. Well, if you don't mind, give him John first.
I will. I'll give him a call. Check on these other.
Says no. Thanks. At least you got the Germans out of your hair, but you got to go to the opera tonight.
We got an island landing coming next year, next week or so.
We have?
Yeah.
For a visit?
Yeah.
State visit again.
Well, it's just a one day. Chris, if you get him a dinner, and I know you're looking forward to his toast.
I'm giving him a dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thank you.